Okay, Tabricord is on now. We're learning over here tonight, Masechta Yoima, Daf Ein Gil Lamed Beis, New Perek, and Ein Unfang, Mitten und Drinnen, Masechta Yoima. We're learning innovating. We're learning the Torah. We're learning in Yiddish. Eins, zwei, drei. We're learning innovating Torah Kedosha. Here we go with the Holy Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Rabban, shall call Yisrael HaGoyle. Rabbi Yisrael Liman Shalita. He's also known as Marcus Liman II. Shmoy Cholech Lefanim Chol Tefutzos Yisrael. He's a Pesach, he's a Goyin, he's a Tzaddik, he's an Anav, he's a Mashpia, he's the Or Yisrael. The Or Yisrael. From the time of my celebrations, there was never such an or in Klal Yisrael, like Rabbeinu Yisrael Liman Shlita. You there?
Going to me?
Yeah.
I'm here.
You don't hear what I'm saying? Word. You didn't hear what I'm saying? Right. Yom Kippurim also be achil inala to eat, uveshia drink, uvechitza bathing, uvesicha to smear oil in the body, uvelilas a sandal to wear shoes, uvetashmish hamita. The Amelch v'Akala, a king of Akala, Yerchotzu, is penin, they're allowed to go wash their face. The Achaya, Tinilas, a sandal. Achaya, a midwife. A midwife. No. Achaya is not a midwife, it's a Yeledis. Achaya, a woman who gave birth to Yeledis, a woman who gave birth, Tinilas, a sandal, she's allowed to wear shoes. Divi Rabbi Eliezer. This is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. V'achachomim, Oyis, the Chom say no, she's not allowed to wear a sandal. A person needs so a person needs the size of a date, of a large date. Komoya it uchigar i nosa and its pit. A person who drinks a cheekful. Muloy lugmav. What is halacha? Chayim is chayim for karis for eating on Yom Kippurim. Kol oichlim mitstarfim lekichoseves agas. Chol amashkim all drinks mitstarfim all drinks. Are mitzdarfen combined together with lumalay lugmav ha'oichel ve'ashayse ain mitzdarfen eating and drinking is not mitzdarfen. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says makipur mas ve'achil v'shtiv mefarsh v'gemar v'kol ma kol hani ikri inui. All of these five things called an inui. The guy of makipur ma ha'hei inuim k'sivi ve'five inuim ve'hani ha'hei ve'hani hei ha'havei d'shia b'chal achila. Now these five, because really there are six. It says eating, drinking, washing, sicha. Nusa sandal tashmish amita. That's six. So v'hani hey have. It's only five. Why is it only five? Why dishesia bichlal achilin? Because drinking is including in eating. Okay, melech. What's the melech? Darkoi v'shibchoi liyos noy. It is his way and his praise to be beautiful. Shnemar melech biyofyoi sechezeno einecha v'yakala. Okay, v'yakala kala tzricha noy. Ad shetichavev alba noi ad shetichavev alba ala. V'chol shloishim yoim luchupasa hi kriyakala. Very important Rashi. Rashi is teaching us that a kala is called for 30 days. Okay, 30 days a woman is called a kala, and she has to be ad shetichavev alba ala. She has to be chaviv on her husband. V'achayos yiledes tindles a sandal shehatzina kashala. Because if a woman's foot gets cold, then she's in trouble. So therefore, the purpose of a sandal, we have Murti Gavart over here, you have Murti Gavart. Rashi over here is telling us a Yesod in life. The purpose of wearing shoes is that the foot should be warm. That's the Tafkid. The Tafkid is the soul should be warm, and if there's no shoe, then it's going to get cold. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Akula Koi, Melech V'Kala V'Chaya. He disagrees according to everything, all things. And then when it comes along over here in the Halacha, it says, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, V'Cham Oisrim. So the Cham are going to be Oiser on what? V'Chaya, Atinas a sandal. Cham say no. Alright, so when Rabbi Eliezer over here says, Atinas a sandal, Kasha, Lord, Rabbi Eliezer, Akula Koi, Melech V'Kal V'Chai, he goes in all halachas, fine, okay. Vayit in the Gemara, Osar, Isser Onish Karushu. So what does that mean over here? The Gemara over here starts by telling us where you saw it, and it says over here that, it says in the Mishnah, that Yom Kippur, it's Osar to drink, to eat. So the Gemara says, Onush Karesu. There is a Chi of Kares. Aser, Onush Karesu. The prohibition of eating on Yom Kippurim involves the Chi of Kares. Amar Rebbe Ilah. What is it, a kasha? Maksha Gemara, the Perish says, Al Masha Shinib Mishnah Yom Kippur Masa Bechila, Onush Karesu. So affect the Gemara. Why does it only say that it's Osur? The word Osur does not have the full connotation of what's really going on. Really, it's the Zechi of Karis. It's not just Osur. It's much more serious than being Osur, because the word Osur does not have the full connotation. So, affect the Gemara, Osur, it's much more than Osur. There's an Onish Karis. Onish Karisu, Amar Rabbi Ilo, Vitema Rabbi Yirmio, Lo Nitzrucha Elo, Lechatzi Shir. We are referring to a chatzi shir. That's what it means. And even though taka you only chiv karis for a shir, but if you eat a chatzi shir, it's a chiv karis. It's going to be taka also. Hinich l'mandi yomar chatzi shir also minat Torah. El l'mandi yomar chatzi shir mutim minat Torah. Maikel l'meimar diyitmar chatzi shir tzmach loikis. Rabbi Yochanan amar also minat Torah. Rishlok shama mutim minat Torah. Hinichol Rabbi Yochanan el reshlokish Michael Meimar. The Gemara says Moide reshlokish also midrabanan. Even though Taka min Atayr it's going to be mutim midrabanan, it's also when it says the Mishnah also of him means also midrabanan. Frek the Gemara Yochanan, that's the case loy nechayiv ola carbon. If that's the case, you should not be chayiv a carbon. Ihachi loy nechayiv ola carbon shavua. Alamotnan shavua shli oichal vaochal. A person makes a shavua that he's not going to eat, the ochal, and he eats, neveilois utrefa shkotzim v'namosim chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Poiter. Okay, so what's this case? This case over here is nachma. The person makes a shavua, he's not going to eat, and he ends up eating neveilois utrefa shkotzim v'namosim chayiv. What is he going to be chayiv for? He's chayiv for, let's give you a Rashi. Rashi, let's go back to the other Rashi. L'chatzi shir, going pochus les mikoseve sagasa. Less than a large date. Shehi shiur liyeh makipurim kizam masisim ki lichi loy shalom shiura karis leko isur ikon nachmo lechatzi shiur kigoyin pachos mikosef dagasa shehi shiur yilam kipurim kizam masisim ki loy shalom shiura karis leko isur ikon chatzi shikolaymar pachos mikoshir osim min atayra lekom mishmaitzei darish loy mikol chelef. Shasim the Rabbanan, Mestis Nam Rabban Koi. Frek the Gemari, that's the case. The Reish Lakish also me here in Midrabban, Lenin Chavale Carbon Shavua. Now, what's here? Rashi explains what is the case. Hanishba Shlo Yechal Chatzi Shir Midover Osir. A person makes a Shavua that he's not going to eat, a Chatzi Shir Midover Osir, the Ochal and he eats, Loy Nechayv Ale Carbon Shavua Sbitui. Why? To a Kaimel and Mesech Shavuas, Nishba Lekaimes and Mitzvah, Loy Kiyim Potter. I nishba levatlas of a loy bottle potter. Why? Because you're mushu in Har Sinai. So the Gemara is in Kashrut. You're going to have according to the Mandiyama that a person that chatzi shir is awesome in a Torah. So if a person makes a shavua that he's not going to eat a chatzi shir of nevelus or treifos, he should be chayiv on a shavuas bitui if he violates the shavua because he's not mushba in Har Sinai for chatzi shir. So frek the Gemara. Frek the Gemara according to this. Make a memory. We're showing Yachy loy lechayv ole carbon shavua alama tenan shavua shloy oichal v'ochal neveilos utreifos shkotzim nematzim chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Poiter. Vina ba my chayiv mushpa v'omene Har Sinai hu. Rav Shmuel Rav Ushmuel Rabbi Yochanan. The army they all three say together bekoilel dvarim hamutarim in dvarim vasudim. That's the case. The case is an iser koilel that if a person makes a shavua that he's not going to eat regular food that he can make. That is not part of the mushba of the Oyem Mehar Sinai. And include in that shu is koil also not going to eat the Dvarim Asurim. And he eats Dvarim Asurim. So once already the shu is chal for the Dvarim Hamutarim, the male it's going to be chal also for the Dvarim Hasurim. Very shlokish Omar, Iyatim Maitzi Elubim Mepharish Chatzi Shir. Only when you make a chatzi shir, the aliba drabanan, according to Rabbanan that said the chatzi shir is going to be mutim in a Torah, or oibistam, the aliba or stam, the aliba drabi akiva, the yamar odom oitzer atzmai b'chol shuhu. that a person can oyser atzmim b'choshen. What exactly does that all mean? Let's see the Rashi. Rashi Eliyahu says, "Reish Lakish Shalom Ariyata Moitzei." You're not going to be goes a mushav yomehu v'havi lebichun v'havi lein. Third line of Rashi, mushav yomehu v'havi lein mishvah lechemisat mitzvah. The koylel. So the answer is shavuos le'oichal v'loy b'loy b'asar shkuto v'loy b'asar nevela the migdal chayil achrin chayil rami aysura. Rabbi Shimon point there why the less le'isur koylel v'loy arminon migu. We don't say Yisur Koylel, and the Mela, we don't say Migu. V'reish Lakish, Amal, Yatam might say, Shehi Chayv Karbon Shua, Alan Avila, Imacha Kazai Shu, Mishu, 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 Sinai, Ela, Be'ochel, Chatsi Shir, Shein, Mishu, Ela, Mishu, Sinai, Ushvu, Asai, Nes, Olof, the Mepharish, Le, Oichal, Afilu, Chatsi Shir, Ve'libir, Arbon, Dermi, Mishu, Istan, Nishpash, Le, Oichal, Stam, who oyster atzma b'kashir. So according to Rabban, you have to mamish say the word chatzi shir. Because according, if you don't say chatzi shir, then the shvua is only chal on the full shir. And the full shir, you mush of yomei. If you want to go override stam and do for but chal, you have to be mefarish. You need chatzi shir. Oy b'stam, not say it's like me mamiu k'shachal. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, that says that stamazo, when a person makes a shvua, it does not mean a shiur, it means even a kol shuru. Rashi, top Rashi, if ayin dalid omid aleph. We're now entering into the zone. The only way you can trigger a chiyuv on nevelas treifos is if he explicitly says, "I'm going to eat pachas mikazayis." Because Rabbi Kiva holds when a person makes a shvua stamazoi, stamashvua is even a mashahu. So that becomes for him a personal shvua. But in the Torah, you only asur to eat a kazayis. So then automatically there's a mokum for the shvua to be chal and pachas b'kazayis, even stam. Rabbi Shimon point there. Why? He holds that a person is the chatzi shiur. It's awesome in that Torah. The tiny himself makos, Rabbi Shimon Noimer, kol shul makos, kol shul makos. Carbon. When it comes to makos, the murder gemara, this is the famous gemara. According to Rabbi Shimon, holds a person's chai from b'meiz malkos. You can get malkos in for a kol shuhu. When we have a thing called a shiur of a kazayis that was only said regarding a carbon, but now when it comes to mashu. That a chatzi shir is also midrabon. Now here comes the Gemara's kasha. Now we're coming into the kill. Now we're coming into the kasha. The e svirlei l'reish lakish. If you can hold like reish lakish, that says the chatzi shir is also midrabanan. The chatzi shir is also midrabanan. Hechi muki lo loha the tani chayv oichel chatzi shir. V'harei af olav musha mishum v'lav d'loy sosur. Here goes such a gemara over here. Some moira dika gemara over here. The Gemara over here is telling you Moira de Gazach that if you hold that Chatzi Shir is also midrabanon, that Issa midrabanon is like a Doraisa, to the degree where there's not going to be a din of Mushva vi oimed mehar Sinai. It's Moiridik Gemara over here. That Eino Chinami, when it comes to a regular din Doraisa, so there's a chi of makabel, not makabel. But once something becomes an Isser Midrabanan, Memela, the din of Mushba V'Oimed already kicks in. And now you cannot go make another shur to counteract the Mushba. It's an unbelievable Gemara, what the Gemara just said over here. This is awesome. It was worth to wake up this morning to come to this moment in time in the presence of the Holy Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Liman Shlita. The going, the Adir, is only in his Chus. It's only in his Kedusha that is radiating to the Gans Klal Yisrael. Was a zeichet to this gilu to appreciate this principle over here now that's teaching us is that even though taka something is only midrabanan and midrabanan is the rabanan, but the chalois rabanan has a koyach to prevent to include it in nish mushba v'oimed, and you cannot make a shvua to counteract that the rabanan.
What are you saying? If it's a drabanan, you're not mush bagoimis?
No, you are mush of yamim. Yahweh, you're a piece of a chazer. It's a chatzi shir. Chazer, that's a chatzi shir. So if a person were to eat that chatzi shir, has he violated a biblical command? No. There's no violation. Because it's a but now what do you mean? So now we're saying that even though there's loy sasa, so it's asa midrabanan. So now that it becomes asa midrabanan, let us say a person would make a shavua and he would say, I'm making a shavua, I'm not going to eat this chatzi shir. So that shavua that you make is not chal because you mushba. The oymed already mehar Sinai to listen to the chachamim. If it was a deraisa, for certainly Yeshua is nonsense. If it's mutter, then of course it is going to be chal. Here we're inventing a new principle that if something that is only osir, because the chazal said that it's osir, so if a person would go and eat it, let's say a person would eat a chatzi shir, is he chayiv malkos? No. Is he chayiv karis?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. I hear you, Shlomo Rabinowitz, but I don't see you.
I hardly hear you. You're very muffled.
Rabbi Shaul Lehman, am I muffled?
It's very muffled here. I'm not sure exactly why.
Rabbi Shaul Lehman, I have to, maybe it's not only you. Am I muffled, Rabbi Shaul Lehman?
The whole computer was off. What?
Rabbi Shaul Lehman, am I muffled?
Yes, you're muffled, yeah.
I'm asking Lehman. I mean, Shaul Lehman, am I muffled?
Yes, you're muffled.
I don't want to hear what you said. I want to hear from him. Am I muffled?
You're not muffled. For me. You're muffled.
You're muffled, but I hear you. I'm slightly muffled, but I hear you.
I am muffled. Why am I muffled? Why am I muffled? This is not the way it's supposed to be. Normally, it's not like this. What's going on here? Audio settings. Built-in microphone. What's happening over here?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
There you cannot say.
What's going on over here? Echo cancellation, high fidelity. Let's turn this off. Auto.
It's not you. I mean, I'm very muffled when I do it on my microphone.
How is it now? Is it any better now?
No.
It's not any better now?
You continue. I don't want to hold you up. I think it's me.
But he says it's me. Shaul Lehman says it's me.
Can't be you.
Fine, I won't be here Shabbos.
You're not going to be a Shabbos?
No, Bris. Shabbos
Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov. A grosse Mazel Tov.
Let's go weiter.
Do you hear me? Do you hear me at all? Are you able to hear me?
I'm not able to hear you. I mean, I hear you, but very muffled.
I don't know what's going on here.
I don't think it's you.
It's like, it sounds like a shidduch. It's not you. It's not. How about now? Any better now?
Right?
No, something's wrong with
my internet, right? But
how about now? Any difference now? Never had this before. How about now? Any difference now?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3. You hear me now? Alright, you know what? I'm going to reboot. I'm going to reboot. I'll see you back in a minute.
So, how to relate these two union. So let me tell what you said. He said, really, they are not related. Yeah? Two different opinions. The first opinion, you heard it?
Yeah.
Is that, let's say there is
Abanon. The din drabban is v'im lo yagid v'nosa avoynoi. Even though midaraisa mesachik b'kuvya is allowed to testify in court, however, practically speaking, he's not accepted. Why not? Because the rabbanon said that we do not accept the mesachik b'kuvya. So the mele, what the rabbanon said has an effect on the daraisa. It's a powerful sugya. The Torah says v'im lo yagid v'nosa avoynoi michlal, that if he would testify, it would be then he would be accepted. Now, this person, on a biblical level, is he allowed to testify? Yes, absolutely. Midrabanan, do we let him testify? No. Being that midrabanan, we do not allow him to testify. That's now a fulfillment of that. Now disqualifies him, removes him from the pasuk. Him lo yagid v'nos avaynai. Here, Sholimin, you listening? You sound like you're very busy over there.
I hear you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's fine. You're making a simcha. You have to get ready. Shabbos is coming. Shabbos bris. Well, I'll tell you one yisoid. This very important yisoid by a bris. Don't forget this, that by a bris is the only time you mispalu for shidduchim. It's the only time. K'shem shnichnas lebris kin yikonis l'toira ulechupa ulemasin tayin. In Shmoyne Esrei, it doesn't say anywhere p'til for shidduchim. I know there are mazim, azoyin, 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 but there's nowhere in our liturgy where you explicitly pray for shidduchim, like by a bris milah. K'shem shnichnas labris, can you connect the Torah ulechupa ulemasin tayin? The Mela, when you say those words, you should have a lot of kavana for this rachanimol. So the shidduchim should go easy for him in about 20 years, or whatever it is, 19, 20, 21 years, should go easy, gleich. And once already the Shari Shemayim are niftach to be mekabel, the tzfila for the rachanimol l'chopa, you can chaperein all the other people that you want for shidduchim. You hear? The Shari Shemayim are niftach when you say k'shem shnichnas lebris, once Chazal opened up that channel out of Bris Milah, that's the place to chaperein and bring in all the nitzrochim for chuppah. Just like everyone knows that they say Mizmor Vav when the baby cries, it's an Eis Ratzon for refuah, because the baby is in a matziv of tzar, he needs refuah, so yeah, say Mizmor Vav, and the male is, it's a great school to mechatim for refuah, it's the zil b'zach. It's now the zman of Shari Shmaim psach for shidduchim. You hear the words?
So I'm gonna have in mind of Prime Yaakov and
Leisa. No. By me, I think that's the thing. I think when I by my bris, no one had kavanah when they said that. They didn't even say it.
Okay, then I'll have it in mind. I'll have it in mind now.
They forgot to say it. That's why I'm where I am. So I think it's a very big achrayis to the baby that you should have kavanah for the baby, and once you do for the baby, you can chap on other people.
Okay. Weiter. Great. I like it.
It's Bodukuminuse. Bodukuminuse. Weiter. So weiter here in the Gemara. The Gemara over here says, Rabban, who the paslu, Rabban, the paslu, Shiny awesome. The Yamakra and Velo Yagid. An incredible Gemara. High Labar Hagodahu Klal. It is in the murder Gemara that a din dirabonon has consequences on a biblical level. Biblical level. They talk about this. No, says this. I think it's the Mordechai. Not Mordechai HaYehudi. The Rishon. Or Mordechai HaYehudi. Not him. The Rishon. He says that Chinuch is the Raisa. He says that a bar mitzvah boy is counting svira, right? And then now becomes all the different hechatimses of a bar mitzvah boy, where he starts off doing when he's a child, when he's a katan, and now he's being mamshich when he becomes a gadol. Let's say, for example, he ate a meal, the achalto v'savata. Can he now, and he benches, he ate the food yesterday, and now it's less than 72 minutes, so it's before Zman equal, and now it's Seisak Echavim, and he has to bench. Is the benching a Doraisa or Dorabonan? Because can you connect the eating he had the day before? So I think he basically says that yes, it's a Doraisa, Lamayin after, when it can be Moitzi, other people. Can he lead the benching for other people who are certainly Doraisa? So I believe he says he can. Tremendous, because he holds that since before he was chayiv in dinim midrabonim, midin chinuch abonim, and chinuch is a deraisa, hanoich al pidarko is a deraisa, that the Raisa of Chinuch upgrades the mitzvah that he's doing into a deraisa as well. Le'inyin, that now when he becomes a bar, a gadol, we take into account everything that was before to be considered deraisa, to be moitzi achei midechai vasat. Isn't that a chiddush to say such a thing? Well, the Gemara really is saying exactly that to a degree right here. The Gemara over here says, im lo yagid, that this person, if he goes and he swears that he does not know testimony, and then he admits that he's a liar, and he was said a shem Hashem, a shvua, he's potter for bringing a carbon shvua. Shvua is because he was not shaykh of being yagid. Why not? Because the Rabbanon told him, we don't want you. So you see that what the Rabbanon do, we don't want you, versus we do want you, whatever, the way they look at it, with their enactments, carry enormous weight when it comes to Din Deraisa. You hear the Vart? Hear what's going on over here? Okay, good. Im lo yagid hai lav bar hagaduhu. He's not a bar hagadu klal. Frag the Gemara v'galecha the tani on the shkaris. Loi tani. Now, that's it. That's the Gemara's over. We went to a whole shtickle Gemara. Murdered Gemara. Lamaskana. We came out Lamaskana. The Gemara proved this point. Let's finish with the Rashi over here. The Rashi. So therefore, we go back now to what was the original issue before? The original issue was our original kasha was that chatzis shir. If chatzis shir is also midrabanan. If chatzis is also midrabanan, then it's no longer shaykh a din of shuas of mushpah. I'm sorry. If chatzis is also midrabanan, then it's mushpah v'omim mehar sinai, and it's not shaykh for the person. It's not shaykh for the person mechayiv a shvua, because a chatzis shir, if chatzis is also midrabanan, memela.
Not a carbon shvua.
Right, because it's not a shvua. All right, now the Gemara goes back to the original kasha. Now we go back to the original Yisai. The original Yisai is now we learn the Mishnah. We learned, it says, also, how did the Gemara start off to begin with? It says, achila shesi, it's osir. It's the word osir does not mean koris. Osir just means it's forbidden. But the word osir does not carry the weight of koris. So, in fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah is misleading. The Mishnah starts by telling us in Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim also be'achila u'vishasiya. That's not the right word. The Mishnah should say it the way it is. Yom Kippurim is a chiv kares v'achila u'shasiya, because the word also has a connotation. It's only going out. So what did the Gemara come along and do? The Gemara gave an answer that when it says osur, it means osur pachus mikashir. We're not describing over here in the Mishnah eating the shi'ur, because you are correct that you would have to say the word kares, and the word also connotes a lesser isur. We're discussing here a chatzi shi'ur, and a chatzi shi'ur is there is no kares. Either it's going to be osam atayda, or it's going to be osam midrabana, but it's not going to be a deraisa. Frek the Gemara, it's not the whole kash. The premise of your question is incorrect. When it says osir can also mean the chi of kares. Frek the Gemara, is it really true? Wherever it says onish kares, loy tani osur. It doesn't say osir. You have to learn the of Yisha Amru osir bekulon. Le'amru, even though it says in the Mishnah, it says here in the Mishnah, it's also the Kulan, all the different five Inuyim. Le'amru, Anush Karos, Ella, Allah Eichel, Vashayse, Vyosim Malacha Bilvad, when it comes to eating and drinking and doing Malacha. Now, this is a Braisa, it's a fine Yom Kippurim, it says there, the word Osir means Karis. Karis for eating, drinking, and doing Malacha Yom Kippurim. So, therefore, you see the word Osir Taka does mean, means Karis. Enferd. Where are the Shamir Binowitz? He disappeared. Where did he disappear, Shamir Binowitz? He went away. He disappeared. The Mavia says, "Hachi kamar kisha amru aser lo amru ella bechatzi shiur." When it says aser, means chatzi shiur avul kishir onish karis. V'yav yishanus karis ein onish karis ella oichal v'shoyes v'yosem alacha bolvad. That's the son of Kasha in Chanam. You have to eat some words of the Brayis to make sense out of it. V'ibay seima kikitani aser ashar. When it says aser, it's going on the other inuyim. only one of the inuim is his karis. Only eating and drinking. Whatever kippurim, rechitza, sicha, nilas a sandal, tasha shmit is only osam midurabon, it's not osam midurayisa. So when it says the Mishnah would also is going to roiv on four of the five and all five, Ashara, the Tani Rab of Rabbi Yosef, the Shor Sifrei Dibei Rav, like we learned in the Brayos of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, the Shor Sifrei Dibei Rav, Minayin Liyama Kippurim Shasa Berchitza, the Sichu of Nisa Sandal, Tasha Shmit, Amalaymar, Shabbosoin, it says the word Shabbosoin, Shavais. The word Shabbos in the condition is Shavais. Let's see what it says over here in the Rashi. Rashi says, Shor Sifrei, the Lav Taras Koyhanim, Sefer Vaidaber Ve'ila Hadvodim. You see that Shor Sifrei. This is the makar for the word Sifrei. You have the Mechilta is on Shemois. Toras Koyhanim is on Vayikra. And the Sifrei, not Sifri, Sifrei is two, plural. And Rashi tells you, what are the Sifrei? The Lav Taras Koyhanim, Sefer Vayidaber, that's by Midbar, and Ve'ela Hadvarim. So how come Rashi left out the Mechilta? Mechilta is Medrash Halacha on Shemois. Taras Koyhanim is Medrash Halacha on Vayikra. The Sifrei is Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar and Devarim. Right. And they're called here Sh'or Sifrei Debei Rav. That's the full title. Mechilta, Taras Koyhanim, Sh'or Sifrei Debei Rav. What about Bereishis? What's the Medrash Halacha on Bereishis? There is none. Because there's no Halacha in Bereishis. What about Gid HaNoshe? I don't know. How many parashos in the Torah have no mitzvahs? How many parashos have no mitzvahs? 16. In the Chinuch, there are 16 parashos that have no mitzvahs. And parashas Bolak, this week's parasha. This week's parasha is one of them. Did you know that? Did you know that this week's parasha is one of the 16 parashos that have no mitzvahs according to the Chinuch? And all the Farshim ask on the Chinuch, there's one mitzvah in this parasha. Yeah. Tzar, Gidl, Bon, Tzar, I'm sorry, Tzar Balechayim. Because we learned this parasha, Lama, Sake, what do you say? Vayayimich Osn, El Bilam, Lama Hikisani. Lama Hikisani, Zer Sholish Pamim. Why did you hit me? He was telling you a halacha. You're not allowed to hit me. You're not allowed to hit me. Tzar Bali Chaim. It says in the pasuk, Vayachavosh es asoinai. Vayachavosh rash, the targum there, it says Vayezores. And there, the word zero is the same type she used by the Koyen who puts on an avnate. So Unkelus learns that Bilam didn't put a saddle on the donkey. He put on a garotel on the donkey. I'm not joking, but that's what it says. He has used the same exact word for Vayachavosh es asoin that he uses for the avnate of the kohen. That means that Bilam, Vayachavosh es asoin, he put on a garotel. Why? Because the donkey was going to teach a halacha. The halacha of Tzar Bali Chaim is asa. So before you teach halacha, you have to be mavdil between the erva from the lave, a garotel. Here's the Purim Torah I'm telling you now. You hear the word? You hear what I'm telling you over here? This Purim Torah or this real Torah? Can you be mavdil between the Purim Torah and the real Torah? You hear what I'm telling you over here? You put on a garotel. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I can't believe this. I'm talking to myself. I can't believe this. I'm talking to myself.
I'm right here, my friend. Oh. Not talking to you.
Okay, right. Right in the Gemara. The next piece of Gemara. Fine, that's why Bashar Sifrei Debei Rav. Okay, so there's Mechilta, Taras Koyhanim, and there's the Sifrei, but there's nothing on Bereish because there's no Halach and Chumash Bereishis. And this week's parasha, I told you, Balak, there is no halacha in this week's no mitzvahs. This week is also one of the five Shabbosos of a parasha that is named after a person. Noach, Yisroi, Balak, what else? There are five parashas named after people. Noach, Yisro, Balak, Pinchas. What's the other one? Pinchas, Koirach, 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 five parashas, weiter. Weiter, so therefore, the Rabbi Nailam group from Shasta Bechu Bechari, it says the word Shavois, Rashi, what does it mean word Shavois? Shabbos sign, V'gabe inuksev, V'chihechi de Shabbos sign, O'omu b'Shabbos, the Shabbos, that's said by Shabbos, Asmechu bei Rabban and Shor Melocha, Shalohayu b'Mishkon, Ve'einu melech melechas gemura, Hachinami, Shabbosan, the Gabi Ina, the Sib Shabbosan, who Lachem, Yinisim, Lahosev, Alino, Yachila, Shiva Kossi. It's an incredible Rashi. This Rashi is explosive. Rashi here says, look at this Rashi. This Rashi is incredible. It says the word Shabbosan by Shabbos Kodesh. And from that, Chazal derived to expand the scope of Isra Molocha to other dinim that were not part of the Mishkan. Look what it says. V'gabe inuksev, it says the word. V'chihechi, just like the Shabbos and Ha'omer b'Shabbos, it says Shabbos and b'Shabbos Kodesh. And from that word, asmechu b'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan used that as a basis for Sh'or Melachos. Now when he says here Sh'or Melachos, it doesn't mean the Lamed Hesemachos. He means like Muktzah, Tchumin, for what other things he allowed to do on Shabbos. He now let it talk. He now let it speak on Shabbos. Dvarim b'teilim, divrei chol. Umitzoy chavtzucha v'daber davar. These are other isurim d'rabbanon, and that is derived from an expansion of Shabbos in the word Shabbosim. Shlochayu b'mishkan ve'einu melech 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 gemur. Hachinami Shabbos nekabi inoy d'rsiv Shabbosim v'lochem b'nisem b'nisem lochaysif to add al inoy achila, to add upon the biblical inoyim of achila shesiyu. We're going to expand the scope to sicha, to rechitza, to Nila Sasandal and Tashmesh Amita. Incredible Rashi. Rashi is telling you Murdi Gavart that when it says in Shabbos Kodesh word Shabbosan, that's the license Chazal have to expand the scope of Shabbos to more than the Lamed Hesmolachas. And similarly, when it comes to Makipurim, it says the word Shabbosan, that's the license Chazal have to expand the scope of Inui to more types of Inuyim. For example, Sichor Chitza Nila Sasandal and Tashme Shamita. Let's proceed in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gufa. Here we go. Now we're going into one of the most popular sugyas in Gan Shas. The sugya is Dvarim, Sha'imdim, Beruma, Shalom. Mamish, the ganze Welt is Omer on what we're about to learn right now. Should really go on to the mikveh today in honor of the sugya. I remember this in Kim, going back a Mamish. It's Pili Ploim. Because now all the camps started, and Hashem is coming to remind me about my youth. Chadesh Yomeinu Kikedem. Does that mean that my life is over? What does it mean? It means it's all over? I'm coming a full cycle now? I'm coming to an end. Time to close up shop. That's how I feel. Vaita. Pretty scary. Spooky. What's the end game? Vaita. Gufa. Chatzi Shi'ur. What's the halacha? Chatzi shiur. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Osam in HaTorah. Reish Lakish Amar, Mutam in HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Osam in HaTorah. It's Ma'am Mishi Soydeitz, Osam in HaTorah. Why? Kevon D'choze Litzadufei, Yisura Ko'ochel. Here of art, it's a Mordek of art. The ganze time, why? Chatzi shiur is Osam in HaTorah. The whole Mahus of Chatzi shiur Osam in HaTorah. It's Choze Litzadufei. Incredible. Rashi says, what's the Yisoid? What's the Yisoid over here? The word over here? There is no Rashi. Will you believe there is no Rashi over here? Pile Ploim. Rashi doesn't want to talk about this. Unbelievable. Reish Lakish Amar Mutam in HaTorah. Why? Achil and Rachman v'lek, you don't have it. Esei. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Ein li'elo kol sheyeshna be'oynish. Yeshna be'ashara. Only time we know we have an oynish, yeshna be'ashara. The only thing that we know is, yeah, every type of thing, prohibition, you have to have two parts. You have to have a warning, you have to have a punishment. Let's say you're going to find it in the Torah, there's no punishment. There is no mention anywhere in the Torah of punishment for a chatzi shir. And a koi, what's a koi? An animal that's nishtaher. Safik chaya, safik behema. In regard to what Rashi? Rashi says, Eli Yelosh Yeshna Meditation Be'al Asara, Gabi Chelev Koi. The Oin Shoi V'Asara Smuchim Zelo Zeh, where they're next to each other. Kol chelev shor v'chesef v'eiz. The fat, the chelev is the fat of an ox, a sheep, and a goat. Lo soichelu, lo soichlu. Hari ashara, that's the warning. V'samach leki kol oichel chelev ben avahema hari onosh. Ein li sheyehe muzo el al kashir, shu onosh, alav karis. The gabi oinesh loiksiv does not say kol. By the oinesh, it does not say loiksiv kol.
She would be able to.
A chelev, ela, a oichel. The word kol is not going on any amount of chelev. The word kol is going on any human being. The siv ki kol oichel chelev. Koi, shu savik v'ein b'oi karis, v'chatzi shir shu b'oinu b'oinish, minayin shu b'asora. So how do you know that there's an asora, there's a warning that you're not allowed, that a koi is savik chaya savik b'eva, a chaya, the chelev is mutur. A behema, the chelev is osur. Why is that so? Why is only the chelev of behema osur? The chelev of chay is mutter. Because a behema is shayich to bring as a korban. And when you bring it as a korban, the chelev goes on the mizbeach. So if you're not going to bring the animal as a korban, it does not give you the right to take it to eat its chelev. Every animal in the veld is really oimed to be a korban. Memela, every bit of chelev of a behemoth is oimed to go on the mizbeach. If you blow it and you don't put it on the mizbeach, it doesn't give you the right to eat the chelev, because really this chelev should go on the mizbeach. You decided not to bring this animal as a korban, no, that's your problem. But the chelev, the etzim, really deserved to go on the mizbeach. So you're not going to lo yechoyte niska. But a chaya was never meant to go on the mizbeach. A chaya. So the chelev was never destined to go on the mizbeach. So the male of the chelev is mutter. What about a koi or a kvi? How do you pronounce it? How does the Yekus pronounce it? A koi or a kvi? How did Marcus Lehman the First? How did he pronounce this word? Did he pronounce it koi or kvi? I once heard a whole shiur on this from somebody. I don't remember where I heard this from. Both are correct. Eilu v'eilu divrei elokim chayim. You only say the rule of Eilu v'eilu divrei elokim chayim only on the Mishnah. You don't say Eilu v'eilu divrei elokim chayim post-Mishnaic era. Did you know that? It's a very important chilek between a Mishnah and a Gemara. The principle Eilu v'eilu divrei elokim chayim is anything you find in the Mishnah, you can say such a principle. Anyone that came later on, you don't say that principle. You know who said that? I think Rav Chaim Brisker said that. Weiter. Koi v'chatzi shir choyel v'eino b'oinish l'yochel eino b'azor tamalemar kol chelev a drasha. Kol chelev to teach you that it's going to be awesome. So what do you see here? So you see over here, what's the Moriz Kasha? You see a Beferish Pasik, a Gemara, that says explicitly, Chatzi Shir is awesome in Atara, and the Gemara derives this from the word Koil. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a Raya. It's only awesome Midrabon, and when the Gemara says the word Koil, it's not Smachta, it's not a real Drosha. Vikra Smachta Bialma. Hachinam Estarva. Dii Sagadayetach Deraisa, Koil Sveikahu. Itzach Koil Asui Sveikah. Why do we need a pasuk to be marbe that the koi, you don't need any something that I saw, automatically it's osur. The Gemara here is saying an incredible suggestion, probably you saw it. The Gemara here is saying a very important yisoy. There's a very, this is a lomsha Gemara's, and that is a sofik d'oraisa is osur midaraisa. You don't need a drasha to teach me that a sofik d'oraisa is osur. So the Gemara says, im shum hol loy ir, it's incorrect. Ksavar, we hold koi b'riya b'fnei atzmihi. It's not included. In other words, you are, if it would talk, would have been a sofek, it would have been a sofek, then you're talking, right, a sofek, d'oraisa is osur mid'oraisa. Not osur mid'rabbanan. We wouldn't need a pasuk to tell you that it's going to be osur. When it says here that a koi needs a pasuk, because this Gemara is following the sheet that holds that a koi is not a sofek behema, sofek chaya. A koi is a bria bifnei atzma. So if you start off as a bria bifnei atzma, takat's mutter. A bria bifnei atzma is mutter maker hadin. The only thing which the Torah prohibits is a behema, not a chay, not a bir b'fnei atzma. Along comes Chazal and makes an isam midrabanan or a smachta to even a bria b'fnei atzma. Even that's going to be aser. Koi is a bria b'fnei atzma. He diloy te mahachi ha dem rabbi dibar bar laravin af kol lasuye koi koi sveiko who is your kola who is sveiko ella bria shiny hachi navi bria shiny. The same way we had another suya there when the more came to make that drosha to be marbe. The zel b'zach over here. Now, what was that drasha? What was that sugya there about? When he came to be marbe, what was that about? That was about v'chol dam lo yisrachem v'chol moshu sechem lo'oifel abehema ma'oifel abehema mi'lizven and oif mi'chod. There's no rashi on this. Hadi rabbi barav. Look at the rashi. Look at the hilchot rashi. The second line on the page. Hadi yom rabbi barav and bekreisois beperek dam shkita afkal asuye koi nitoni yasam kol dam lo yisrachem lo'oifel abehema. How do you want to be marbe? Even the blood of a koi. So it says the word koil. Why do I need it? So there was the blood of a behema is an iser, is a chi of karis. The blood of a chaya is not a chi of karis. It's only us in the loisase. What's the chili between the blood of a behema versus the blood of a chaya? Because the behema was meant to be a carbon. And if you're not makvir on the mizbech as a carbon, if you're not being makvir as a carbon, so just because you're not makvir as a carbon doesn't mean that you're going to take away where the blow was meant to go. That's why it's much more severe. But there the Gemara made a drasha to be makvir and koi. Why need a drasha to suffik behem as a chaya? And a suffik deraisa is also a deraisa. And for the Gemara, the answer is, the reason why we need a makvir is because of this man demo holds that a koi is a bria b'fnei atzma. The male bria b'fnei atzma tak is going to be mutter. Because it's not totally a behemoth, not a chay, not a bribe of the atzma. We need the rabbana, part of the rabbana, to be married even a bribe of the atzma. Okay, next, shall Gemara, turn rabbanan. Stay in the Torah. To anu es nashe sechem. Turn rabbanan, to anu es nashe sechem. He shall flick you to Shabbat. So maybe the way you should observe Yom HaKippur means you should sit in a hot shul. Oy b'tzina, cold shul. Air conditioning should be too hard. Okay, I used to go to a place where they put the air conditioning on very, very high. I called it the Institute for the Advancement of Rabbinic Refrigeration. It was always freezing. Okay, it says over here, Tanu as nafshe seichem, yachol sheyesh yesh v'chama yimsin tekedei sheyitztari, tamo lemar, v'chol, melocha lo yisasu, ma melocha sheve al tase. When it comes to melocha, it means cease and desist. Af inu nefesh sheve al tase. It does not mean you should...
I gotta go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.